This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials early Saturday reported more civilian casualties from Russian shelling in the country's east and south. In the southern Kherson region, artillery fire by Russian forces destroyed two houses. Two children and one woman were taken to the hospital to be treated for shell shock. Regional Governor Alexander Prokudin told reporters Saturday's attack came after five people, including a child, were wounded on Friday and overnight in the Kherson region to the south. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about Friday's attacks in Kherson.
Kherson was under fire, under missile strike, and there are reports of a couple of civilians who died and some civilians who were injured and hospitalized. The shelling was targeting civilian residential areas and also humanitarian points where people are getting humanitarian help.
Governor Prokudin said Russian forces launched 82 artillery, drone, and mortar shell and rocket attacks on the province. As the fighting rages on in Ukraine, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited Kyiv Saturday in a show of support. Sanchez, whose country currently holds the European Union revolving presidency, used his visit to underscore the EU's unwavering backing for Ukraine. During a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Sanchez said under Spain's presidency, Ukraine will always remain a priority, and he announced new financial as well as military assistance for Ukraine.
On top of an already long and intense cooperation, Spain will soon deliver new heavy materials to help in the war effort, including four Leopard tanks and armored personnel carriers. We are also about to deliver a portable field hospital with surgical capacity.
This is VOA News. As violent protests continue in France for a fourth day, some critics say social media platforms may be contributing to the scale of violence in the riots related to a police shooting earlier this week. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Social media companies are once again under scrutiny, this time in France, as the country's president blames TikTok, Snapchat, and other platforms for helping fuel widespread riots over the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old driver. On Friday, French President Emmanuel Macron accused social media of playing a considerable role in encouraging copycat acts of violence. As the country tries to tamp down protests, there surfaced long-simmering tensions between police and young people in the country. Snapchat says the company has increased its moderation since Tuesday, while TikTok, as well as Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, did not immediately reply for comment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dutch King Willem-Alexander Saturday apologized for the Netherlands' historic involvement in slavery and the effects that it still has today. The king was speaking at a ceremony marking the 160th anniversary of the legal abolition of slavery in the Netherlands, including its former colonies in the Caribbean. He said racism in Dutch society remained a problem and not everyone would support his apology, but his speech was greeted with cheers and applause from thousands of onlookers at the National Slavery Monument in Amsterdam's Oosterpark. A native of former Dutch colony Suriname, Doyle Refos, said the apology was a good start.
Honestly, I feel good, but I am still looking forward to something more than just apologies, reparations, for example. The king said something about healing and repairing, but not necessarily about reparations, which are very important for our community to heal. And I'm not only talking about monetary reparations, but also institutionally and structurally.
The 29th annual Essence Festival of Culture is revving up in New Orleans, featuring entertainment and more serious forums. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Particularly, this is hip-hop.
The highlight is the commemoration of 50 years of hip-hop. That's what brings Darlene Jackson to New Orleans.
Here we go. House party, family reunion.
With headliners like Missy Elliott and Megan Thee Stallion. But there is a more serious side. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has addressed the group, discussing the Biden administration's racial equity work, saying it's the moral thing to do and it's good for the economy. Erica Dodson from Ohio is attending the cultural events.
It brings people from all over the world and it brings them together and it just reminds each and every one of us that there are opportunities out there.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.